thanks for stopping by the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the real of reality TV.
Talk to me nice. Talk to me honestly. Look in my eyes. Don't let it fall on me. Say you a good guy. Make me believe it. Don't wanna hear it. I wanna see it. See how. Rewind. When we rewind, it feels so nice.
Well, sweet tea, Letitia has confirmed from her own mouth. She is not coming back to Married to Medicine for the upcoming season. And honestly, I talked about it a little bit before, but it was before she actually confirmed it herself. I just had a feeling, and I played a little bit of the clip from the reunion when Andy with his messy ass. See, this is a thing that I don't like about these shows. And people say, oh, they don't really have that type of power to get rid of people and things like that. But I feel like some of them have more power than they deserve. Or I'll say, and or people really know. Because the fact that these bitter chicks on this show who ushered her in feel like they have the type of power to get rid of somebody, it's like, why are you giving them that type of power, you know? And then for hellishly to have said, she actually said, I brought her in and I could take her out. Who the hell does she think she is? Like, I love Mariah Huck. I really, really do. But I don't know what she saw in this foul female to bring her on this show, because she has been the only one besides Dr. Contessa who's come and gone. And even on this last season, she came back, but she wasn't a main cast member. She was a friend of Dr. Hellishly. Like, no one else has been able to come on and stay that had come on after the first season besides her. So she, you know, her head, her body used to be really big, but her head is huge. I think her head is way bigger than her body used to be, right? But I'm going to share my screen so we can see what Letitia had to say about her not coming back.
I'm glad you're not coming back to Married to Medicine. I didn't like how it worked out. It was foul. I mean, it definitely was foul. And I'm just going to say, I haven't really talked a lot about this, but, you know, I really wanted to leave it to my fans to figure out like what was going on, because know that I'm not a quitter.
So hint, hint, she did not walk away. She didn't quit. She didn't leave.
Never, ever been a quitter. And I ain't never ran away from anybody. So.
And she's letting us know nobody ran me off of the show. And I like that too, because it's like, who do they think they are? Just because they've been there for as long as they've been there, they feel like they have the power for people to stay or leave. And anybody who feels like that, where it's like you feel like you're in their good graces now, why would you want to be on a show or be around people like that, where you feel like you always have to be walking on eggshells to make sure you're pleasing them? Because if you don't, then that's going to be my walking papers.
So just putting that out there, but it just is what it is. And I think that there are better things in store for me. You know, I think that platform was what it was for me at the moment. And I think that God has something better and I'm going down the right path. So that's all.
So, yeah, listen, I'm not going to read any of the comments from that post, because Quad and her goons out here on social media who just feel like Quad is entitled to be on the show. And it's like, and like Quad said, I've been on from its conception. I don't care. You're like, they're rewarding foul, in my personal opinion, violent behavior. And save me the drama about Dr. G. I'm not here rooting for him or saying that he is the best husband ever, but he's a real husband. He's a real husband. And Dr. G and Quad have mugshots. And if anybody has been messy, and in my personal opinion, she, like she said, she let go of that marriage. She wanted out of that marriage and it was done, like she said. All of this stuff that people have talked about when it comes to Dr. G being this man that's aggressive and abusive, I don't buy it. I'm sorry. The man is a pipsqueak, okay? He really is. And I'm not saying that a small dude cannot pop a wallop on a chick. I'm not here saying that they can't. But what I am saying is, I believe from what happened before is that Dr. G picked the wrong chick, and she, wanting a leg up in life, she decided to be with somebody that she did not really love. She was in a marriage with this man. They did not have sex for the last 3 years. Why? First of all, why is that something that we even know? Okay? So spare me the, oh, she was in this marriage with this man and he was beating her down or he was aggressive towards her, whatever. She was the one that was running that show, okay? And even when he tried to be what some people would call a man or be masculine or be, I don't even want to say aggressive, but just trying to hold his own weight, she was like looking at him like, yeah, nigga, whatever. I'm sorry. I just don't buy that. And I will continue to say this until I can't say it anymore. No woman who was in an abusive relationship with their husband or man, boyfriend, whatever, if they had the opportunity to be in the same room with that person, would they be going over to greet them, asking if they could give them a hug around the neck? I don't care if cameras are around and you're just doing it for the show, because that's real life stuff. You're not going to play around with that. So I'm sorry. I just don't buy it. I don't. And she got what she wanted. So now Married to Medicine, change the freaking name. Change the freaking name. I'm not even opposed to her being on television, but take her off the show and put her on something like Ex-Medical Wives or something like that. I don't know, because it's like, why the hell is she still on this show? And for people to say Dr. G coming back to the show was to get at her, the show is called Married to Medicine. She hasn't even been dating anyone in the medical field for all of the years that she had been on the show since she had dissolved or had the marriage dissolved. She has not even shown that she was in a relationship with anyone, let alone someone in the medical field. So her talking about, well, I have a degree in this and I was doing this in pharmaceuticals or whatever, like, girl, bye. Because the second season that she was on the show and she was still married to Dr. G, she quit her job. And she was trying to venture into other things. So she was using him from the giddy up. So spare me the, well, she knew what she wanted. She came into his DMs and was trying to get with him and knowing that he was not even on Married to Medicine when she did that. So people using that as an excuse, her getting with him and them being in a relationship that led to marriage and they got married, don't, even though they had a wedding on the show, it doesn't mean that her doing all of that, it was going to lead to them being on Married to Medicine. That happened. It just happened. But it's not that, well, because he got into this relationship with Letitia and proposed to her and they wound up getting married, that opened the door for him to be on Married to Medicine again. I don't buy that. So this man that Quad has been allegedly in a relationship with for the past couple of years was able to charge at Dr. G on the beach, say, I will F you up, MF-er. They had to hold him back, okay? But everybody wants to put the abusive line on Dr. G and saying that he was aggressive and he was violent. They lied and said that he told Quad to shut the F up. He did not say that. And they played the clip at the reunion where he said, you have a big effing mouth. And she does. And she did. And even if he said, shut the F up, that does not, like, okay, now you're going to say, well, see, this is how their relationship was all the time. Give me a break with that bull crap. But yeah, she confirmed that she's not returning, and she confirmed that she did not quit, and she does not allow anybody to run her off or run her away. It was the decision that the network made, and it was definitely, I will say, under the influence of Quad when Dr. G, well, they didn't ask Dr. G, but they asked Letitia, how do you feel about, you know, working with these women? And do you feel, and she was like, yeah, you know, I can work with anybody. Like, she was trying to be the bigger person, not saying she wanted to, but she was being the bigger person and saying, yeah, you know, I can work with her. That's not a problem. And Quad with her fake ass, Quad the fraud, like a lot of people call her, because she is, in my personal opinion, she's a fraud. She's making it like, you know, I just don't feel for my comfortability that would be something that I would be able to do. And Dr. Hellishly with her red eye and her frog mouth face and just, you know, looking, staring at her, giving her the death stare of like, yeah, there's just no way I could. They pushed those people off of the show. And I really am disgusted with Toya because I don't know. These people, they're full of it. I don't like it, but I hope things do work out for her. Hey, if the relationship doesn't work out and they wind up not having a child and the marriage doesn't work out or whatever, that's life. Just like with them having a real life back and forth spat, that stuff happens. It's real life. And even, I believe, it was either Dr. Eugene, if it wasn't Cecil, that said on the reunion, we all have had conversations with our spouses that have not been the most pleasant, and it's been uncomfortable moments. We're not always speaking eloquently and speaking lovingly and whatever. We have disagreements. And then Hellishly with her lying ass, nope. My husband would never talk to me like that. And then they played a clip of him telling her, I don't know what season it was, but basically a similar situation to Dr. G and Letitia. So, you know, these people, they're full of it. But anyway, yeah, she's not coming back to Married to Medicine. And now Quad is going to be on the storyline plot of trying to have a baby, doing IVF, if they are even going to really do it, or it's just going to be simulated. Because I really don't believe it, like this, and I'm going to talk about this, and I have so much stuff, guys. I'm telling you, just life has been crazy, but I'm going to get to it. I don't even want to get into everything that I'm going to be talking about, but okay, now you're going to be having a baby with this man that you're not even in, I don't know, 2 years of a relationship with, you're definitely not married to him, and you're ready to start going into IVF treatments to conceive a child with a man that you're not married to, but you were in a marriage with Dr. G, and from the giddy up, you kept pushing off the baby talk when you knew before you got married to him that he wanted to have a child. You see? But anyway, guys, Candy, she talked about Kenya and the Brit from the infamous situation that happened at Kenya Moore's spa, hair spa.
I'm not. You wouldn't be going back.
No,
not with this messy drama now.
What messy drama?
With the guns and the hoes.
Oh, I don't know. They got a lot going on, but you know we had a lot going on while I was there. Yeah, that's not even surprising to me.
Yeah. You saw the picture with the thing in the mouth.
And somebody had pulled up the website for me one time. I was like, oh, okay.
Who did that? Like, who pulled up the website and, like, and then she didn't say somebody, did she say somebody sent it to her, or she was with somebody when that happened? But, what? Why would you even want to see that?
That was okay. But that's not, you didn't feel like that was too much for Housewives?
Y'all act like y'all haven't watched Housewives over the years.
I don't think I saw anything in somebody's mouth though on a poster board.
You haven't.
I would say I don't think everything is right, but these are the things that I always find interesting. Whenever you know that you have something out there about yourself, Not to say that it's right for people to bring it up, but why would you go on a reality show if you don't want what's out there to be out there? Because
let's pause for a moment, okay? And I'm not saying that what Candy is saying is not true, but there is a difference. And just you having a pass and that stuff is out there somewhere, somebody could pull it up and pull it up on you and, you know, spray you with your own tea, like they say, that is facts. But blowing it up on poster boards and having it on display in Kenya's business, also while she's having an event to like literally try to embarrass her, or not even just like, because she's saying, you know you got stuff like that out there, pretty much what Candy's trying to say is you shouldn't be embarrassed because you know stuff like that is already out there on the web about you, so you really shouldn't even be embarrassed about it. Just because somebody might be a hoe doesn't mean that they go around and admit it, you know, because some people are a hoe for their own personal reasons. And I believe, in my opinion, and I've said this a lot, if women, young ladies, whatever, if they had option A, where they could make the same amount of money and they did not have to use their body to do it, they would choose, you know, the option where they did not have to use their body to get the type of money that they're getting. Most females don't want to be strippers, don't want to be SEX workers, don't want to be using their body in every hole that they got to make money. Because men are the ones, disgusting men, have created these industries to exploit women. So just because she did that type of stuff, pretty much Candy's trying to insinuate, well, girl, you shouldn't be embarrassed about that because you already knew stuff like that was out there about you. It doesn't make it right what Kenya did.
Because people, even if it doesn't come up on the show, people start, you know, searching for things digging, you know, just like it's other things that I, you know, that's coming on the blogs now that I don't know if it was on the show or not. So anyway, my point is, it's like, you know, I think they both was wrong in that situation.
Yeah, me too.
And I felt like either, you know, you punish both or don't punish them and let them work it out amongst themselves.
Yeah.
And as a production company, you could have always just said, cut, we ain't showing that. You would know because you got a production company. Y'all chose to just keep on filming the crowd, watching the stuff. So it's like, you know, let's everybody just, you know, move on, take our responsibility and move on.
Right.
And see, that's why I said this before too. I'm like, well, why would production even show it? Because they were filming all of it. I don't believe they didn't know Kenya was doing that. And even if they didn't go with Kenya to Kinkles or wherever she got those poster boards blown up, or go with her assistant, whoever did it, because I don't even think Kenya was the one that went and did the work. And she has assistants that help her with that stuff. But all of it was filmed and recorded last year. They did not have to air it. They did not, it happened in real time. And of course, because it happened in real time and Britt wasn't in the space when it happened, they could have figured that out. They didn't have to air it. Okay. So that's why I do believe that it was, like, in some ways, production's way of getting rid of Kenya, because she was probably one of the highest earners besides Portia that they brought back this season. I don't know. But I mean, I agree with Candy on that. But that's why I also said, look, I mean, Kenya, I don't think she took full accountability, but I believe there was a way that they could have handled it where she could have finished filming for the season and also having her at the reunion. And hey, in some ways, you know, something like that. Because even Monique beat Candace's head into the table. And when they were pulling her away and held her, and she was like, I'm going to K-I-L-L her and try to get back at her, they allowed her to continue to film for the rest of the season. She wasn't filming with Candace, and she was at the reunion. They didn't bring her back. But hey, I feel like they could have at least done it that way. That's my personal opinion, but I feel like in some ways Candy's saying this to be like, well, girl, you shouldn't be embarrassed because you knew that stuff was already out there. But just because the stuff is out there, it's in certain spaces for certain freaks to see. It wasn't in Kenya Moore's hair spa. So that's where it's like, don't try to justify it because it's like, well, she knew that stuff was already out there about her. So what are you coming on a reality show for if you knew you did that type of stuff and it was already out there for people to see because people were going to pull it up? Yeah, but I don't think people were going to pull it up, make poster board size images and put it on display on easels in somebody's business. And for Bravo, which I don't understand all of that either, because also they continued to film it and they aired it. So I don't know in terms of legal, if they did this to protect them legally, why they would have shown that. I don't know. Maybe they discussed it with Britt in their legal discussions and they were able to negotiate that for them to be able to do that because they knew that they were going to get high ratings for the episode. I don't know. But I want to know what you guys think. So let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subbing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.